This episode is part of the All Things Azeroth entry into the National Podcast Post Month. For more information, go to napodpomo.ning.com or find the link at allthingsazeroth.com. Welcome back to All Things Azeroth. This is episode number 2 of the National Podcast Post Month attempt by the All Things Azeroth show. And I want to talk today about names, because there's a post up on WoW Insider that talked about naming and how you choose your name, and I want to go a little bit into how I chose the names of my characters. The first one is, of course, my main, Medros. Medros was chosen because I was playing a game named World of Pirates. It was in beta at the time and still is fairly low graphics quality, but it's an interesting game and is rather engaging once you learn how to play it. My friends were rolling Spanish characters, and Pedro seemed like a rather boring version of character naming. It was available, it suggested it, and I decided to change it a bit, so Medros was born. Doesn't sound anything like Spanish, but whatever works. This is actually the name that most people know me by in the gaming world and online. Others know me by Geek, but most people know me by the name Medros. And most people who listen to the radio show know me in game and so on. Also know me by Medros, and I've been going by that since September 2004 when I was in the beta for World of Warcraft. The second name was a rather funny chosen. The second character is my druid, and the naming of that character was a little ironic, I guess. Arita was my nice shiny druid. It was my attempt to see what other classes were like, and druids did most of what my paladin could do, but they also had stealth. So my nice shiny druid was named after my nice shiny new CDs, which is the brand name Arita. I'm not even sure if that's how the company who makes the CDs pronounces it, but that's how I pronounce it. As I recall, Amelind was made when I was pissed off at my guild at the time, and the name was simply randomized with some changes built in. I'm happy with the name, though it probably could be better. Still not worth $10 to change it, though. Those are my first three characters. Those were first created probably within my first year on Argent Dawn. My last two played characters had a lot more thought put into it. With Burning Crusade coming up and the Draenei race coming out, I knew that I wanted to give some more thought into specific names that were more based upon the naming structure, characters that the Draenei had already used, or naming conventions they already used. Therefore, Talaun, T-E-L-A-A-N, and Traloun, T-R-A-L-U-U-N, were born. I noticed in a lot of the names that we found in-game, and a lot of the names in stories that came out surrounding the Draenei, that a lot of them had double vowel. I liked this naming convention, and therefore I used it on both my characters. Now, going back and seeing more Draenei in the game now, I probably could have come up with some other names, but I liked these ones, and that's why I came up with them. My mules are a whole different story. Cuisinier was the only one that I actually put some thought into the name of. Most of the other ones were simply randomized. Altrod went a little bit into actual thinking, my alt kind of thing, you know, but Cuisinier is French for chef, and that was the thinking behind Cuisinier. And it was a good name. I like it still, though it will likely be lost soon, because in 2.3 I'm planning to make a mule guild named All Things Azeroth on the Argent Dawn realm, and that'll simply be where I keep all of the crap that I have on my mules right now. 111 gold plus 10 silver for the guild charter will buy me 3 tabs at 98 slots per tab, and right now, with my main mule being Tobias, I'm pretty sure that I'll have plenty of room in the guild banking system to put all of the junk that I've got and have some room left over for some more junk. Like, I need more junk. So I want to know from you what thoughts or what thinking went into your characters. And I do hope to make some of these little podcasts, these little 5-minute, 10-minute podcasts, into some reading of email. At some point in the next little while, I'm going to make more shows in advance, because apparently, according to the rules of this little thing we're experimenting with, there's no problem with making in advance. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read comments that have been sent in to me. I'm going to read comments on the blog. I'm going to read comments in the Shadowwalkers Guild forum. And I'm just going to try and give you guys some overarching opinions from other people. So send in your comments, medros@allthingsazeroth.com. Check out the website at allthingsazeroth.com and let me know what you think. I'm excited and enthused to hear from you all. Thank you for listening to this as Podmo, as I'm calling them, for the 2nd of November, 2007. Take care again, allthingsazeroth.com. Happy hunting, and see you in onlands.